From the album The Voyager by our guest Jenny Lewis. That's called Late Bloomer, and a tremendously narrative song. And this album is full of songs that I don't want to call the midlife crisis material. You know, the years are going by and all that, and I need to, you know, commit to myself to something or someone. But these are powerful songs, a powerful message, and as we said earlier, kind of juxtaposed over some arrangements that don't make you feel the angst of some of the writing. And Jenny has taken a few moments to talk to us about The Voyager. She is going to be here on Tuesday night in Milwaukee at Turner Hall. Jenny, the whole album's release was preceded by the video for Just One of the Guys. First time I saw it, like the first 30 seconds, I couldn't help but think of Robert Palmer and simply Irresistible. And I thought, well, maybe that was her inspiration. But again, it is an entertaining video. But if you listen to the message, it's not a fun song. There's lines like, I look in the mirror every day and see just another lady without a baby. Stuff that is pretty heavy. But again, juxtaposed against the entertaining part of the video.
Well, I like to refer to myself as child-free rather than childless.
Yes. I'm with you on that.
And it's supposed to be, you know, there's not one tone to that line. And I think the rest of the song kind of fills out the story. But it is centered around that one moment. But there are two sides to it. Mm-hmm. There's a freedom in that. And it's not necessarily a sad thing. On some nights, it's you know, a little heavier. But for the most part, it's supposed to be somewhat light, that feeling. And making that video, which I directed, you know, when I reached out to the actresses who would be in the video with me, I sent them the song and I sent them the lyrics. And I think the lyrics really resonated with them. And that's why they wanted to be a part of the music video, because in their respective, you know, work and struggles as women in Hollywood, in the entertainment industry, I think some of the themes really, really rang true for them.
Yeah, no, it works on several levels. And I said, first of all, I was entertained to death by it. And then you watch it a few more times and you start getting some of the other messages that are coming across.
And they're all just genuinely funny. I was so surprised. And it was such an easy directorial debut because you've got Anne Hathaway in a tracksuit with a mustache and a baseball hat. There's really not much else you have to do. And then she did this full-on breakdancing routine that she was like, well, just give me a wide shot. I'm just going to do a couple of things. And it was hilarious. We were laughing hysterically.
It was hilariously awkward. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. That's the intention.
Oh, goodness. Well, as your directorial debut, it's a fine piece of video. It's not like you don't have any experience in that, but we're looking for more in the future from you.
I just directed my second video for She's Not Me, and we're just waiting to put that out hopefully within the next couple weeks.
You have no shortage of projects that you've worked on over the years, showing up on other people's work, doing music for TV and video. So I just, you know, out of curiosity, do you have like the 5-year plan laid out for yourself? Do you tend to focus on one or two things, or just take things as they come and live life day to day, week to week?
Well, I'm an artist and I need to express myself. And, you know, as like a songwriter, a rock and roll songwriter, you know, there are certain kind of limitations to that. So I want to stay busy all the time. And I'm constantly working on creative projects. Like I just wrote with Jonathan Rice, who's my boyfriend and collaborator. We wrote a song for a film called Ricky and the Flash, which is starring Meryl Streep. Mm. It's a Jonathan Demme-directed film. And we got to write a song that Meryl sings in the film. And that feeling is unlike anything that you would feel performing one of your own tunes, you know, to have the privilege of, you know, someone like Meryl Streep, you know, sing one of your songs. It's like one of the most mind-blowing experiences of my creative life. And that's just one more song, you know, in the in the canon of songs, just as many as you can get out there into the universe. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of demands placed on you. I know that for those creative skills. And I suppose if things like these radio interviews are kind of a necessity, but we enjoy the time you spend with us. What kind of show are we going to see tonight? You mentioned you've got a real killer band with you. Are you doing, obviously, a lot of the new songs, but how far back in the Jenny Lewis catalog do you go on these shows?
Pretty far back. I kind of opened up the catalog this past year. You know, some stuff was off limits, some Rilo Kiley material.
Yeah.
Just to me personally, I thought, well, I can't. It's not time to perform it. But then I realized I'm an entertainer. People want to hear these songs.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, I've written them and I want to be able to present them. So we've revisited some of those songs and it's been really fun to mix them in with the newer material.
Sounds like a fun show Tuesday night. We'll see you there.
Yeah, I'll be there. And, you know, I love Milwaukee. I have a Pabst Theater chair.
Oh, you do?
My home. Yes, I sold out the Pabst. I believe once or twice, and they sent me one of the chairs from the theater. And
That's pretty awesome.
I'm always thinking about you guys, even when I'm at home in Laurel Canyon.
That's pretty awesome. No, I was there for both of those shows, and they were very good, and yes, they were sold out. And we look for another good one on Tuesday night. Jenny Lewis, thank you so much. Appreciate it a whole lot.
Lovely speaking with you, and we will see you real soon.
Okay. Thanks again.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.